I've been using audio feedback in my teaching within a chemical engineering department for about 3 years now, and this is primarily within a first year class where I give feedback to students on group reports, and also within a fifth year class where students submit individual essays and they're provided with feedback on the content of that. I've also started within my first year class provide feedback for class tests for students, giving them information about where they might have made mistakes within the questions that were set. The reason that I started adopting the approach was that I was not really sure that students were engaging fully with the written feedback that I was giving them and were maybe focusing on particular aspects that I didn't want them to stress about, but rather to give them an overall more balanced feedback approach. So what it does is it allows me to stress particular points, emphasise praise, and also give the students maybe a little more caveat towards some of the negative points that they would be receiving. Overall, it's reduced the time that I require to create the feedback for my students, meaning that in less than the time that I was requiring for group written feedback, I can actually give individual feedback to all students. I started thinking about using audio feedback and was a little bit hesitant, and it was only after we had a masterclass at the University of Strathclyde by Di Hounsell from the University of Edinburgh. And he spoke about transforming assessment and feedback and talked about using audio feedback and the benefits that it can give. And that gave me a bit of confidence to start trying this out for myself. One of the things that I've experienced and the tips that I'd give people is that you want to be able to find a software that you can use easily and preferably on a range of devices. So I personally use a free app called Voice Recorder on my tablet or phone. And what that means is that I have a portable device for recording, and I can work in a variety of places. That means if it's noisy in a particular location, then I can move to where it's a bit quieter. Secondly, I would also make brief notes on the report or the essay to guide what I'm saying, but not in such a way that it's scripted. And what that does is it ensures that I'm covering everything that I want to, but it's not stilted, so I'm not trying to ensure that I'm saying it in exactly the same way. And I think that rapport of the conversational aspect, so students are aware that you're developing this conversation as you're working through the comments on their work, I think that makes it more interesting for the listener. And the third thing that I'd recommend is that you keep it brief. So even though it takes less time than typing out the comments, consider the student's time when they're listening back to this. So if you can, try and make it as brief and concise as you can while still covering all of the points.